going to go ahead and we'll start some roll call tonight. See who's hanging around out there. We got a pretty good crew here on the list, so I'll know it's connected tonight. So let's go ahead. Any stations on the East Coast? K1GTS.
Good evening, Matthew. N1DOT, I haven't been in for a while.
Number 11124 in.
N4FBH, Virginia.
K8SRV, Ohio. KK4QHM, Augusta, Georgia.
WAAKIM, Michigan.
Kilo 8, Victor, Echo, Golf.
Number 11203 up.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, we got a pretty good crew tonight. N1DOT, N4FKH. K8 Sierra Romeo Bravo, KK4QHM, WA8KIM, and K8 Victor Echo Bravo. This is K1GGS, Roger, thank you. Any other stations on the East Coast, east of the Mississippi River or somewhere in that area?
November 4, November India Delta.
November 4, November India Delta, K1GGS, Roger. Was there another station in there? Go ahead.
November 4, Golf, X-ray, Crestview, Florida, Panhandle.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed the call sign. The Kilo 4 station, go ahead. At the Kilo 4 station in Florida, say again your call sign.
November 4, Gulf, X-ray, X-ray. November 4, Gulf, X-ray, X-ray. QSL?
November 4, Gulf, X-ray, X-ray. K1GGS, Roger, we got you. Any other stations on the East Coast?
KC3BFO, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
KC3BFO, K1GGS, Roger. Any other stations? Okay, let's move to the Midwest and Texas.
Kilo 5, Mike Juliet Delta in North Texas.
Kilo 5, Mike Juliet Delta. K1GGS, Roger. Thank you. Anybody, any other stations? Any other stations in the Midwest or Texas? Any stations west from the Mississippi? Any stations on the west coast or west of the Mississippi River? K1GTS.
K86SUV, Bakersfield.
Go, Uniform, Colorado Springs, I'm on FM.
KB6IOW, San Clemente, California.
KA8SUV, KD6IOW.
Number 11044 out.
There was another station in there on FM. Come again, please.
WA8.
Whiskey Zero, Uniform Hotel, Uniform, Colorado Springs, on FM.
Number 11258 out.
Whiskey Zero, UHU, K1GGS, yeah, you're loud and clear. You double with another station the first time around. I missed the call sign. I got the Colorado part, though. Okay, thank you for coming. Any other stations anywhere in the world? Are people on the U.S. of A that have really checked it in? Go ahead.
Number 11258 in.
Okay, any other stations checking into the Saturday Evening Fusion Tech Information Net? K1GGS. Okay, don't hear anybody. So we got just a few notes this evening. Chris is going to be in the Los Angeles area in late June. I know he's going to be at HRO in Burbank on June 20th, so I suspect that he's probably hitting the other stores in the area around about that time. So if you're interested in talking to Chris himself in person, he will be floating around somewhere late in June. And then number two, we have a webinar scheduled for June 16th. That's a Fusion webinar hosted by Chris. He announced it, but has not given out the information as to how to access it yet. So I expect we'll see that this week sometime. And then, for those of you that don't know, WAKIM is now streaming this net on Echolink. Gave a call sign of WAAKIM-R as the Echo Link. I also had it listed somewhere as room 8126. So if either of those aren't right, Kim, correct me. And those are both the notes, all the notes that I've seen this week so far is activities and Fusion. We have quite a crowd on here tonight. I think it's one of the largest ones I've had, so... does any station have any announcements or anything that I'd like to share with the net? Go ahead. Okay, don't hear anything. So then we'll ask, is anybody having any problems or questions they'd like to ask that maybe we can help you out with this evening?
Kilo 8, Victor Echo, Bravo. Any information about the seminars from Dayton? Is there a site for them, or have they been posted? K-8-V-E-B.
K-8-V-E-B, K-1-G-G-S. I haven't seen anything. Anybody have any information on the posting of the information from Dayton?
Number 11176 in.
Guess the answer is still no. I know there have been several postings that I've seen on the Yahoo group that indicated they were coming shortly, but I haven't heard that they made it yet. So I'd be looking forward to seeing those myself. So, and once again, does anybody have any information on any posting on the internet of forums at Dayton? Well, I guess that's the answer. Okay, any other questions or anything for the K1GGS?
K86SUV.
K86SUV, K1GGS, go ahead.
Yeah, Rusty, what was that posting regarding the bouncing there? Is changing something in the registry. What is that, the registry on the computer?
Yeah, I believe he had I've seen somewhere posting that there's a registry entry you can change, which causes the bouncing to go away. So he's had that problem now for 2 or 3 weeks, so I'm not sure what the issue is, but hopefully you'll get it fixed soon.
Yeah, I know I had that problem when I was on FM, and so I've had to take it off and make this sort of a private net here for the Bakersfield area. But I was just wanting to figure out how to, what to change, because I wasn't sure exactly, you know, what they're talking about, the Windows operating system registry. I think that's what they were talking about. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so. I'm sure we'll be on next week if we don't catch up with them, and maybe you can tell us a little secret.
Okay, thank you very much for letting me get jump in there and try to get some information. Back to you there, Rusty. KA6, I should be make yourself.
Okay, any other questions or comments for the net this evening?
KD6IOW,
K1GTS, go ahead.
Hello again, Rusty. Could you repeat the call sign for the Echo Link? I want to look that up and test that out. I missed it when you, it's KIM, but what was the full call sign?
It's Whiskey Alpha 8 Kilo India Mike Dash Romeo. It's Whiskey Alpha 8 Kilo India Mike Dash Romeo. And he also has a website. I think maybe just find out here. I'll get it for you in a second.
Okay, I found it. It's in Eagle, Michigan. I see it here. I'm gonna test it out. Thank you very much, KD6IOW.
Okay, yeah, very good. He had a little problem getting it working, but I think it's mostly his internet connection. He's off the boondocks, and it's almost as good as mine, I think. Okay, any other comments or stations for the FK1GGS? I don't hear anything. We've never done this before, but I think I'll go for a round of comments and see if anybody has anything. And if it doesn't work out, we'll forget about doing this next week. So, N1DOT up in Wet Maine. Any comments this evening?
Number 110368.
Now, I had to wait till my simplex link dropped, because every time a node connects, it disconnects. I get the node number, so I had to wait. Yeah, I'm just curious to when they're going to finally decide to release the crazy firmware. I know they've been delayed on the radio, but it would have been nice if they could have at least posted a preliminary manual of the thing, so we could, those that can't afford to buy one right away could at least have something to look at and drool over, but they didn't even do that. It's like the FT2D is being kept real hush until it finally markets. And then somebody else besides Jason will probably post the manual. You watch. Go figure. And when do you okay?
W-A-H-K-I.
Yeah, I'm looking for it too. It's interesting. Software radio, I guess they could look at what happened at Dayton, write some quick software so they get something better and more improved than everybody else has got, throw it in the radio and then release it. I was so surprised it didn't get released at Dayton, but that's the only reason I can think of why it wasn't. And I mentioned the word at HRO today, and there was no comment, so I'm still waiting. And so we'll be looking forward to that one. Okay. N4FKH, any comments for the...
Good evening. This is Rich in Alexandria, Virginia. Thanks to you and to the net. One comment is, I had my note up for about a week now after I kind of sorted through all the directions and got the ports open and figured out how my STM400DR works and so forth. I'm just curious as to how others may have picked the frequency for their local node and, you know, avoiding interference to other folks in the area. So back.
Yeah, for FKH, K1GGS. Yeah, that's an interesting question. What I did was go in, and here in California, of course, we have to be different. So they have got some frequencies listed for internet connections. And I just grabbed it all. I listened on a couple of them for a while, see what kind of activity it was, and found a quiet one and activated on that frequency, and I've had no interference or anything since. I'm not sure what the other frequency coordinators do as far as setting up the frequencies and how they assign them in their particular areas. So if you've got a frequency plan there, I'd take a look and see if you see something that says internet connections or something like that, and co-linking or something like that, and that might work. And as far as the calling frequency, I sort of arbitrarily decided to use 146.52. I don't know if you've ever used the linking or not, but the contact frequency that you can add in there, and the 400 will scan between the two looking for a call. So what that provides for is if someone driving across country or popping into an area that they're not used to, they can come up on 146.52, and just hit their DX button, and if there's any node within hearing distance, it will answer and shift their radio automatically to the node's frequency and make a connection. This takes less than a second and a half, or maybe 2 seconds at the most, so it's not really interfering with anybody I can think of on 146.52. But it is, that's about the only nationwide calling frequency that we can come up with that was, you know, fairly good across the country. And I know some people will probably be upset about that, but I haven't heard any complaints yet from anyone in this area, and I've been doing it now for several months. So I'm using 145.785 here, but I'm not sure what your area has for numbers. Go ahead.
Roger, interesting about the FM call frequency being used. I'll have to check that out. I'm using 443 megahertz right now just locally in my residence, and I haven't had any interference at all. But as you might imagine, you're in the metro Washington, D.C. area. There are a lot of repeaters and lots of frequency assignments, so you got to kind of shoot between the spokes.
Yeah, that's true. And out here, it's just probably just as bad, if not worse. You're down in a valley surrounded. LA's down here, and all the repeaters and everything run mountains all around you. But I've not had any interference, so that's been very, very good. And the calling frequency works quite well. And you could put a 146.52 in there as the calling frequency. That's not what they call it. Okay, mine is blank here. I'll have to look it up, but. The frequency, you can put that in there to your 400 megahertz frequency, and the radio will automatically do it. It's kind of neat to watch it happen.
Roger, thank you very much. Back to the next.
KSRV, K1GGS, any comments?
Yeah, good evening. And, well, not much to report from West Central Ohio. Very lonesome here on as far as the vision modos. In fact, the only time I get to talk to anybody is Sunday night with you guys. And I chose a 444.350.
Number 11328 out.
Okay, very good. Yep. I was looking at the 440, but over here there's quite a bit of activity, but probably just more activity up there than there is on 2 meters. So we stuck on 2 meters, but that's good. And keep checking.
Number 110448.com,
and there's another one that popped up there the other day. It's close to that repeatersomething.com. It almost looks like it's done by Yaesu, but I'm not sure about that. It didn't have all the repeaters in it that repeaterbook.com had. So you might check those two and just check for fusion repeaters, and you might find one in the area that you didn't know about. Go ahead. Okay, KK4QHM. Any comments for that? Okay, Kim, K, W-A-K-I-M. Any comments?
This is WAAKIM. I'm not noticing something tonight, and I've noticed it other times. I don't know if it's just unique to my node or what, but every once in a while I get almost a skipping or a stuttering in my audio, and it's not with everybody. This happened tonight. Everybody's audio is coming in fine, except one gentleman. Unfortunately, anybody's call sign down. I don't remember what call sign was. But when I'm listening to it through my analog node, through the repeater, I get a little bit of a stuttering sound to it almost. I've noticed that with my father and I when we talked. But when I listened to it on the digital node, there was none of that stuttering. I just wondered, has anybody else noticed that problem? And if so, do you know what to fix it? For me, a reboot seems to help us, but I didn't know if there's a more permanent fix or if I'm the only one having that issue.
Number 11328 in.
Okay, that's the first time I've heard of that. There was one station that was quite close to the microphone, I think, and you were getting a little bit of noise there, but I haven't heard it, but I don't do much on the FM side, so I would not have heard it. Anybody else have any seen that happen or have any comments on that? K1GGF. KSRB. KSRB, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for timing it out. I didn't realize about the timer running. So I hope I didn't screw up too much. So this is KSRB. I'm back online.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't seem like you talked that long, but maybe the timer set for something different. Okay, very good. And you do have a little bit of, sounds like noise from the microphone talking too close to it. You might try backing off just a little bit. I know I have that problem sometimes, but there's a little noise on there. It sounds like it's coming from the microphone being too close to your mouth.
Yep. At USL. Yeah, I'm still not used to all these new toys. Okay, thank you very much. Sorry to be clear.
Very good that time. It was the audio was just an earlobe. There wasn't any of that noise from being too close. Thank you. WAAKIM, K1GGS. Yes. Nobody's heard that problem before.
Okay, well, it just happened to me in the past and happened to me again. Tonight was the first time I've actually heard it, and you know it other than my father's, but of course it's my father and I do most of the talking, so, you know, that's what we're expecting. Okay, well, that's all. I was just wondering about that experience, but I'll see if I can keep playing with it. Some of that might just be my internet connection, you know, like I said, it's not the top notch here, so it might just be packet loss or something like that, but it tends to be just into certain people. And only knows it in the one. Anyway, well, thank you very much. I'll send it back to you, Ross. This is WAAKIM.
Okay, very good. KABB, any comments for the rest?
No, this is KDEB. Well, Ralph, I do want to thank you for taking the net, and you're doing really good. And I'm very happy with the participation that's here on the net. And like I said earlier, I'm just kind of waiting to see what the Dayton Ham Fest, if there's anything becomes available. I'll be monitoring the Yahoo groups for that. So back there to you, KDEB.
Yeah, okay, very good. And, yeah, we'll have it on the net if I see it come up. Let's see, N4NIV, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening to the net. This is N4NIV, Jim, in the panhandle of Florida. Nothing, just sitting here enjoying a beautiful Saturday evening, as well as listening to the net. And my wife looked at me and she said, "Where is that coming from?" I said, "Well, one station's coming from California." He says, "On your radio, it's coming from California?" I said, "Yes, it is." It's very astounding listening to it. And she was quite surprised about it. And I'm just enjoying sitting here listening to it. back to you in 4MID.
Thank you. Go to www.
Yeah, very good, Jim. I guess you made some points there. Good. All right, thank you very much for coming aboard. N4GX6. K1GGS, good evening. Any comments?
Fusing to the net, N4GX, I'm going to see Sierra Tango, Echo Victor Echo, via the N4NID repeater. And a comment on how our setup is here. We actually have a node at the repeater tied to the repeater. We're in AMS FM mode for tonight. I'll go back from it tomorrow and I'll put it AMS. The other repeater that we have is on my bench right now. I'm doing some experimenting with that. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks with that. And the way we're getting our internet is we've got a 4-mile Wi-Fi shot from my house up to the repeater site at the other end of town here. And not only are we supporting the Fusion, but we're supporting the D-Star node on that also. So that's our setup here, and so we don't have a quote-unquote private network frequency. We're on the regular repeater frequency here because we are going straight to a repeater. Hence, we don't have the ping-pong effect. And someone's asking us that. As a former IT guy, if you go mess in the registry, be very, very, very careful. You can trash your computer real quick if you put the wrong entry in there. But I'm pretty sure everybody here knows that. N4GXX, back to that. 7-3s, everybody.
N4GXX, K1GPS, right here. That's a pretty good Wi-Fi link, you guys. I like that. Okay, KC3BFO, K1GGS, good evening.
K1GGS, this is KC3BFO. I'm in Allentown, Pennsylvania, coming in on the FM side of my my own super low-powered node set up here in the experimental stage. And I think I heard somebody mentioning about splattering or sputtering audio. And I'm wondering how my audio is, because I've heard a commentary about that very same thing about my audio. This is KC3BFO.
Okay, so K1GG, this sounds pretty good here. WAKIM, do you have any, did you hear anything on there unusual?
This is WAAKIM. I'm going through my repeater now instead of the digital node as before. No, I haven't had that stuttering sound on anybody's node except that one gentleman earlier. And like I said, you came in and it was fine. But then the other gentleman came back in and had that stuttering sound again. But then again, I listened to it on my digital node. No problem. So it may just be something I have to work on. But no, the last gentleman there, your audio sounded fine over here. No different than anybody else's. So back to the net, WAAKIM.
Number 11044 out.
Okay, very good. K5MJD, K1GGS, any comments?
Well, good evening to the net. This is Mike, QFI, Mike Julio with Delta. I just wanted to make a comment that, boy, the audio sounds so much better than this all began, that everybody sounds good, but we can tell the digital and the analog modes. We run three repeaters here, and we run them in the AMS mode through an RC10 controller on all three. What that means is we're in the FM mode only because the Wires X is one of our connecting points on our controllers. But it seems to work just fine. That allows us to have IRLP, Echo Link, and Wires all tied together on the same radios. And we can link all three of our repeaters together if necessary. But by doing that, of course, we stayed up. We are in the AMS mode, but as soon as you go in the AMS, of course, it takes it away from the controller and you lose that connectivity. But we enjoy this this way. Everyone can get on digital or analog and still get into the net. So that's my comments for tonight. And by the way, I was traveling here last week and between North Texas and Galveston, South Texas, and Time 146.5, 10th X-ray, had three people answer me direct on digital remote. So it is working and people are listening. K5M.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
K5M, JD, K1GGS, very interesting, okay. I haven't done any traveling to find out, but it's good to know. Okay, and there is a slight echo on your signal. Your audio is quite loud, and there was a little echo, but it was perfectly readable, so I just thought I'd mention that. Very good, well, thank you for coming aboard. KA6SUB, K1GGS, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Rusty and Annette. I really don't have much to say to add to the conversation. I'm just sitting here enjoying the talk.
Okay, that's good. I won't let you do that. Yeah, I'm going outside and sit on the patio tonight since it's quite warm out. Okay, KD6IOW. You got any comments this evening?
Well, thank you, Rusty, and all you out there listening. I just want to say how much fun it is to be a part of the Wires Act and the digital fun that everybody's having. It's been a lot of fun. It's fun to look at repeater book and see new repeaters popping up. I was in Yaesu in Cyprus a couple weeks ago, and they said there's over 1,000 repeaters across the U.S. I don't see them all on repeater book yet, but I imagine there are people who are going to put them up somewhere, probably maybe in your neighborhood. So it's a lot of fun, and this is a great net. First time I've been here, and it's fun to hear everybody out there. I didn't realize there's so many of you out there, so it's definitely a lot of fun. Thank you, Rusty, for doing the net. You're doing a great job. So this is KD6 in San Clemente, California.
Okay, Bob, talk to you on the repeater later. W0UHU, K1GGS, any comments for the net?
K1GGS, this is W0UHU, Doug, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And, things are going good here. I'm also trying this on the FM side for the first time tonight. We have a repeater set up, and we're all ready to go as soon as the firmware comes out. But in the meantime, I've been fooling around with the FM side of things. And I appreciate running the net, and I guess the only thing I would ask is for an audio check. But other than that, everything's going just fine. Thank you very much. This is W0UA2, back to net.
Yeah, W0UA2, K1GGS. Very good, Doug. Yeah, there is a little raspiness on your audio. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but just a little bit there. It's not too noticeable, but there's a little bit, so something to work on. Thank you very much for coming aboard. Are there any other stations for the net? K1GGS.
As K5MJD recheck, I'll back off the mic a little bit. I apologize. I'm on a Kenwood and I had to process this for not necessary up here.
Okay. Didn't really make much of a difference. It's still quite loud and there is still a little echo in the background. I'm not sure if you're monitoring something in the back, monitoring yourself in the background or whatever, but every once in a while there's a little echo.
Okay, well, that's strange, because I'm going through a repeater, and I'm at my house quite a ways away, and there's nothing else on here. I'll look into it. Thank you.
Good, that time was very good. Okay, thank you very much. Any other stations or comments or anything for the net? K1GGS. Well, not hearing anything, we'll go ahead and screw the net for the night. Thank you all for coming aboard, and looking forward to seeing you next week, and same time, same place, and if you want to pass the word around, feel free. 73, K1GGS, start.